come up anytime.
Can I get a couple comments from you on your position?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, right?
I have no idea. I just started today.
Well,
wasn't so bad so far.
But you saw Ron
Canastrari.
Yeah, Ronnie was a great friend, and he did work tirelessly, as did Paul Tokas before him. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
My colleagues at WXXI are wondering if you're going to be in on a lot of the top negotiations now and be able to bring things to Rochester.
Well, I certainly want to represent the community, and I hope this will allow me to continue to do that and hopefully do it even more effectively than I have in the past. But I'll be working very closely with the speaker and trying to make sure that what we want to advance legislatively is done in an effective and fair way on the floor. So I'm looking forward to that.
There was a time when the Capital District was in a power hole with Joe Bruno and Ron Canastrari and Jim Todisco. Do you see Rochester now with Bob Duffy and you being leadership that now Rochester's going to get a lot of that?
I certainly hope Rochester's interests are represented. We're going to continue to do that. But look, it's a big state. We have a lot of members around the state. We have a lot of regions that need resources. So I'm looking forward to being able to function on behalf of the people of the entire state. Well, my top as well,
I leader assembly, you know, things as you're looking for this year, which is going to be a challenging year.
I think the big issue for us is going to continue to work on economic development, job creation, and I'm very, very supportive of what the governor talked about in terms of increasing the skills and the capabilities of New York workers so they compete in the global environment.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.